Thank you for choosing another presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We pray that you will be blessed by the following sermon and that the Holy Spirit will speak to your heart.
My name is Ricky Dixon, and today, church, I will be talking about children who are faithful. Paul wrote in Titus 1:6 that he wanted leaders chosen all over town who are good examples, whose children were believers, respectful, and stayed out of trouble. The island of Crete, now known as Kansas, once had 100 churches started throughout the ministry of Paul and Titus. It is a blessing to have children who are faithful and well-behaved. These children were faithful about sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with others. Their actions were well behaved to the Bible and its teachings. And can we say that we are faithful to God in all things? Do we recognize that faithfulness, and not fame, but faithfulness, and is to be the base of reward in eternity? We children need adults in our lives who will be good examples for us. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
My name is Bianca Gardner, and title is Children of Worth and Influence. When Jesus asked children to come to him, he recognized their value in the world. He knew that children need a good home, school, and church to become kids of his kingdom. It was beautiful that children were there when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. There were also children in the temple, waiting for their king and shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." The priests and scribes were upset, but Jesus was happy that they praised him. Those appreciative children teach us three lessons. One, children sometimes see what adults are blind to. Two, children sing while others remain silent. And three, those children receive the blessing that others lost. Isaiah 11:8 tells us that children are very influential. It says, "A little child shall lead them." As children, we need our parents to train us so that we will know how to make God the center of our lives. We need you to find a way for all of us to have a Christian education. We also need you to give of your time and money for good programs at church so that we will know how to share our faith. If you do all this, we will become good fishermen for Christ. We will know how to cast our nets. Because we have been trained well, each time we come home from school, shopping, church, or play, we will be able to say, "I've gone fishing."
Hi, my name is Danielle. And the story is about a famous painter who was very special because of a beautiful cherub and angel faces he painted. One day, a friend came into his studio and asked him where he got the models for his angels. In answer, the artist pointed to a little ragged boy who was standing in the corner. "What," said the visitor, "how can a boy like that be your model?" "Because," replied the artist, "every time I look at him, I seem to see angel's wings sprouting beneath his rags." He meant that he could not look at that poor boy without remembering that in spite of his rags, he was still God's boy, a child with a special place in God's kingdom.
Hi, my name is Jalen Christensen. Jesus said in Matthew 18:5-6, "Any of you who welcomes a little child like this is welcoming me and caring for me. But if any of you causes one of these little ones who trust in me to lose his faith, it would be better for you to have a rock tied to your neck and be thrown into the sea. If you would like to make a commitment to help us children of this church be fishermen for Christ in this community, please stand with us as Jacob Lucas offers us a prayer of dedication.
Please bow your heads and close your eyes.
Please bless those who are studying and those who are that are not. You have told us that children need to be taught your commandments when they're at home or out for a walk, at bedtime, and first thing in the morning. Your words should be tied around our fingers, worn on our foreheads, and written on the doorpost of our hearts. Please, Father, give these adults the wisdom and patience to help us grow close to you so that we may be your witnesses. Amen.
Thank you for listening to another powerful presentation from the Southside Seventh-day Adventist Church. We trust that you have been blessed and pray that you will choose to be used by God. As always, stay blessed by the best.